West Georgia's first news on this Wednesday from the News Talk 1330 FM 106.3 Newsroom. I'm Colin Worthington reporting. The Harrelson County Sheriff's Office on Tuesday reporting that one of the office's detention deputies has been charged with child molestation, aggravated sodomy, and incest following an investigation by the GBI. In a press release issued on Tuesday, the HCSO stated that Sheriff Stacy Williams was contacted by the Georgia Bureau of Investigation in reference to the results of an ongoing investigation of a current employee outside the jurisdiction of Harrelson County. Due to the severity of the charges, the decision was made to terminate Thomas Roberts immediately. Roberts had been employed at the Harrelson County Sheriff's Office as a detention deputy for over a year. Roberts, a Cedartown resident, is currently in the Polk County Jail. His charges suggest that his alleged victim was under the age of 10. His initial bond request has been denied. Villarica City Council is split on whether or not a $75,000 annual allocation to Carol Tomorrow is a good investment. According to Villarica's new deputy city manager, Diana DeSanto, Carol Tomorrow is the city's economic development wing since the city does not have an economic development department. However, Ward 4 Councilwoman Anna McCoy this month stated, "I don't think we are getting what we are supposed to be getting out of this." And McCoy was one of two council persons to vote against paying the $75,000 bill to Carol Tomorrow. Prior to the vote, DeSanto read a letter to council written by Carol Tomorrow, suggesting the group's involvement in encouraging development in the City of Gold.
From an industrial standpoint, currently we have two industrial build-to-suit opportunities. Villarica is a finalist for what's called Project Apple, which is a healthcare company that would be making a large investment in the community. On the retail mixed-use project side, we're delighted about the momentum that downtown Villarica and other locations within Villarica are seeing and will continue to see. Gabe's is a huge win for downtown Villarica, and we hope will be a domino effect in reinforcing local businesses' importance in the downtown landscape. We're closely monitoring other opportunities.
Despite the letter, Ward 3 Councilwoman Stephanie Warmoth continued to challenge the claimed benefits of the program.
$75,000 is a lot of money. What have they done for us up to this point?
Villarica's City Council ultimately supported the $75,000 payment by a vote of 3-2, but council members did note that they will pay better attention to the efforts and results for the City of Gold in the coming year. Meanwhile, the new Greater Harrelson Chamber of Commerce president and CEO formally reintroducing herself to the Harrelson County Board of Commissioners this week.
I do appreciate this board. This is probably one of the most proactive commission boards that I've seen in my 21 years here. You all know we have a lot of exciting things going on, and it looks like right now we have about $4.6 billion worth of investment looking in Harrelson County. So that just tells me that we're on the map and folks are looking.
Tara Chapman succeeds Eric McDonald, who had served as chamber president for the last decade. I'm Colin Worthington.